There were 47 people waiting on trolleys or chairs in the emergency department at University Hospital Limerick yesterday morning. They were admitted for care, but were waiting for beds as inpatients at the hospitals. At the hospital, nurses say the scale of the queue represents an emergency. Let's speak to a representative of the INMO now. Mary Fogarty is on the phone. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How many are waiting this morning?
Well, this morning at the hospital, there are 38 patients have been placed right throughout the hospital on extra beds and trolleys and in areas of the hospital that are normally used for day activity. And there are a further 23 patients waiting in the emergency department for placement.
Your hospital often has figures as high as this morning. Why did it reach as high as 47 yesterday?
Well, it's been extremely bad all over the summer period at the hospital. We are very concerned. We've raised these issues with management. Ultimately, what we're dealing with here is a mismanaged reconfiguration process over a number of years, where now all acute care is undertaken in the University Hospital in Limerick.
How long have these patients been waiting?
Some of these patients can be waiting up to 48 hours for beds. They're elderly patients. And so the main concern from the patients, the nurses and their relatives is that some of the patients are waiting up to 10 hours before they even see a doctor. And at that point in time, their condition has deteriorated. So there's absolutely no doubt, and it's confirmed from HICWA in the review in June of this year, that these delays and this type of overcrowding is having negative impacts on the outcomes for patients.
Do all those waiting have a bed or a trolley while they're waiting?
No, all of those waiting don't always have a bed or trolley. They can be placed on a chair. But any patient who's required to lie on a trolley in a very overcrowded and unsuit or unfit for purpose emergency department, it's just not acceptable.
In your view, Mary, what's the answer?
Well, we are calling on the Minister for Health now to put in place the funding for an additional 30 beds at the hospital. They can come on stream very quickly. We're also seeking that the hospital is robustly managed in the context of when it gets to a certain level, a peak level. It should never reach 47 patients on trolleys. That is a crisis, and they should be able to implement the major incident plan at the hospital to ensure that's safe for patients and for staff.
Isn't Limerick already way over budget?
Yes, Limerick is €17 million over budget, but I don't think the Minister or the HSC have any option but to put these beds in place as a matter of urgency. From our figures over the last number of years, we've gone from in 2007, in the month of August, to 32 patients in total on trolleys, up to this year, in the month of August, 458 patients. So something has to be done here. It does require investment, it requires resources, and it requires more beds.
Has Limerick Hospital made more space available in its emergency department? Because often when more space is made available, the numbers simply rise.
They have no space. That is the problem in Limerick, that it is in a very small, unfit for purpose emergency department. So there is no space there. These patients are lying on trolleys in communal areas of the department, open to full view of the public, absolutely no dignity. Their conditions are deteriorating while they're waiting to be seen. It's completely unacceptable and it's not safe. And the Minister for Health has to now come forward with funding as a matter of urgency to put in place a minimum of 30 beds.
Mary Fogarty, thank you. That's Mary Fogarty, Industrial Relations Officer with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, 747.